Welcome to the VAT update for June 2015, and in this month's edition we've got five items, and as usual the podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which in themselves contain further links to the original material should you wish to do further research. HMRC have been trying to help taxpayers get it right in respect of postage, delivery charges and direct marketing, and they've published updated notice 700/24 and related to that an update on notice 701/10. They've also been providing webinars which are free and give tuition to help with VAT returns. There are live webinars, but in addition you can listen to recordings of previous webinars, and that may be more helpful than having to set aside specific time for the listening. I have given details of the immediate prospective webinars which HMRC are making available. No podcast could omit a mention of the decision at the Court of Appeal in favour of Littlewoods, who were claiming that they should have been compensated for the considerable delay in repaying sums to which Littlewoods were entitled. And the issue was the difference between the simple interest which HMRC had paid and the compound interest which Littlewoods argued they were due to receive because they had been deprived of their money for a considerable period of time. The amounts involved in Littlewoods was £1.2 billion, but there will be many other cases where the underlying point of principle as to what rate of interest should be paid would apply. The Court of Appeal has decided in favour of Littlewoods and that they should be compensated by the payment of compound interest. But because of the amounts involved, I predict that this will go on to the Supreme Court. So I think you shouldn't be celebrating before it gets there. Another case where HMRC pursued a position which I think was morally unjust and morally wrong was the case of Premier Food Holdings, where the company had incorrectly been supplied by its supplier, Q Limited, and had paid VAT when it should have been a zero-rated supply. But Premier Foods, being a registered trader, had recovered the input tax that it paid. And then HMRC discovered the error, but by this time Q Limited had gone into administration. And what HMRC proposed to do was it raised assessments against Premier Foods Limited to recover the input tax, and it proposed to then repay to the administrator the incorrectly charged VAT. Now this would have left Premier Foods severely out of pocket because their chances of recovering anything at all from the administrator was negligible. Quite rightly, this was a judicial review case, and the judge looked at it and said the sensible thing to do was to discharge the assessments on Premier Foods and confirmed that HMRC do not need to repay the supplier Q Limited for the sums which it had incorrectly paid to HMRC. It seems to me that the judge was absolutely right. But this case illustrates that HMRC seem to lack common sense these days. And in some ways that was reinforced by the final case I mentioned today, which is the supplies that the BBC made to the Open University. And the Open University is an educational body and normally supplies between eligible bodies and matters of education are exempt. But over a number of years, the BBC had incorrectly charged the Open University VAT of around £20 million. And when it was realised this mistake was ongoing, the BBC undertook to repay the Open University, provided it recovered the sums it had paid to HMRC. But HMRC refused the BBC claim, So the Open University pursued an appeal which went to the First Tribunal and succeeded, but HMRC then appealed on to the Upper Tribunal, and Justice Henderson, sitting in the Upper Tribunal, has now endorsed the First Tribunal's conclusion. Advisors involved in universities and higher education and other eligible bodies should read this decision. It's an interesting one. Thanks very much for listening.